Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, January 21st. Protests across the county took place in Encinitas, National City, El Cajon, and more. KPBS was at one at Waterfront Park downtown. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The San Diego Union-Tribune says that home prices have now dipped in 88% of California. The UT says this decline is noteworthy because as recently as March of last year, no California metropolitan areas had any declining prices. Home prices in San Diego specifically were down 2% in 2025 as compared to being up 4% the previous year. On a national level, they say prices were in essence flat last year, neither increasing or decreasing. Also worth noting, a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in the U.S. is now at the lowest level it's been in more than 3 years. One thing that's not seeing a dip in the U.S. is college enrollment. In fact, it actually just passed pre-pandemic numbers. Total enrollment across undergrad and grad programs sits currently at almost 19.5 million students. The National Student Clearinghouse Research Center says that's an entire 1% increase since fall of 2024. However, diving a bit deeper into those numbers tells a story as well. A senior director of research at the center says that enrollment is up at four-year public universities and community colleges, citing reasons like wanting to save money, uncertainty in the economy, and hiring slowdowns, but is down at private four-year colleges. Donating blood over the next few days could win you tickets to Super Bowl 60 being played at Levi's Stadium. The American Red Cross says it's facing a blood shortage, and in response to that, they've announced a blood drive. If you donate with the Red Cross today up until the 25th, you and a guest could win round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, 3 nights of hotel accommodations, and a $1,000 gift card for expenses. Those donating blood between January 26th up until the 28th of next month will receive a $20 gift card. As a reminder, January is National Blood Donor Month, and the shortage of both negative and positive blood type O, A negative and B negative, are especially needed. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, co-presenting Mayrig with Art of Elan on January 29th at The Loft. Tickets at artpower.ucsd.edu.
Yesterday was the first anniversary of President Trump's second inauguration, and the occasion was met by protest here in San Diego. Reporter John Carroll was at one protest in Waterfront Park.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
With signs and voices, protesters gathered at Waterfront Park to make their opposition to the Trump administration clear. They started with a rally, then marched around the county administration building, decrying multiple Trump policies, including ICE in American cities. San Diego resident Greg Ward, who's a former police trainer with the New York City Police Department, says ICE's actions are fascist.
But what you're seeing now is the federal government literally legitimizing violence, not only just against so-called illegals, many of whom are here trying to make a better life for themselves. They're not breaking laws. They're here on a misdemeanor. They're not here on a criminal activity, but it doesn't matter.
This march was organized by a San Diegan named Lisa Dole. It was timed to coincide with other protests across the country. At Waterfront Park, John Carroll, KPBS News.
Every year on the third Monday in January, Martin Luther King Jr. Day is commemorated across the country as a day of service. Reporter Jacob Ayer says students at one school in Encinitas honored the legacy of Dr. King yesterday by volunteering in their community.
Up on the hillside at Coastal Roots Farm in North County, a group of students from the Grauer School spend the morning tending to the lush gardens and fertile land. That includes ninth grader Zane Zanetti.
We're here mulching and weeding roots, but we're really here just to give back to the community.
They're helping to level the ground and weed the vegetation in the area for a large event the nonprofit is hosting later this month. It's an effort that's part of the private school's first annual MLK Day of Service.
We're going to go back and reflect on the day and how our experience was, and then reflect on Martin Luther King and stuff like that.
Roughly 160 students from the Grauer School spent part of the day volunteering with 16 nonprofit organizations across the county. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
The San Diego Community College District is sharing new details on its vision for redeveloping Golden Hall. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria announced plans to collaborate on the property last week.
You might be surprised to learn the San Diego Community College District has one of the largest collections of African and Southeast Asian art on the West Coast. Most of the world art collection is in storage on the Mesa College campus in Claremont. Chancellor Gregory Smith says a redeveloped Golden Hall would allow the district to showcase the collection in a larger and more accessible downtown location.
We could have it then be activated in cultural celebrations across the year that various organizations in the city wants to do. And it would provide a central place to expand the educational partnerships.
Smith says the redevelopment could also include housing for students, faculty, and staff. The City Council is expected to vote on authorizing negotiations with the Community College District in the spring. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
For more than a year, plans for a $10 billion data center have been quietly moving forward in Imperial County. In the first of a three-part series, reporter Corey Suzuki found the developer behind the project is openly seeking to avoid California's environmental review process.
I'm standing in an empty lot in the city of Imperial. If you come here today, the place is quiet. It's on unincorporated county land, with dry, cracking earth and some small shrubs. Along the eastern edge, you can see homes peeking over the fence.
My house is down there, is one of those. You know, so I'll be sharing a fence, you know, with this data center if it goes through.
That's Francisco Leal, an engineer and a resident of Imperial. In a year or two, he says things could look very different here. That's because this is the planned site of a massive data center. At 1 million square feet, it would be one of the largest in California. The data center could use almost twice the amount of energy that all of Imperial County used in 2024. That's according to estimates shared by the project's developer and state data. It could also need around 750,000 gallons of water per day. But despite that need for resources, the developers behind the project are openly trying to avoid California's environmental review process, as they hope to cash in on the AI gold rush.
Our whole goal is speed on data centers.
Sebastian Rucci is a Southern California entrepreneur and one of the leaders of Imperial Valley Computer Manufacturing, the company that's trying to build the data center. Rucci says they want to get it up and running as fast as possible.
With ChatGPT going online, the demand has increased exponentially. That's why you're seeing so many in Texas and some in Ohio. California is not really a place that people would say is friendly, but unlike others, I believe that I can get it done.
Data centers are essentially giant warehouses filled with high-powered computer chips. They've been part of the infrastructure of the internet for a long time. But recently, these facilities have become essential to the ambitions of generative AI companies, which need unprecedented amounts of computing power to run these complex programs like ChatGPT.
The largest market in the U.S. and in the world is located in Virginia. But because of the demand of those products and services, we're seeing, you know, a broader build out of different markets across the U.S.
Kara Boonder is a policy analyst with the Data Center Coalition, an industry group that's active in California. She says data center developers are now looking to rural areas where land is more affordable, and they hope to face less opposition.
That can incentivize developers to move to those areas if they're able to connect and come up to power more quickly than in those other urban, denser areas.
To Rucci, Imperial County seems like the perfect fit.
I think Imperial County is a great opportunity because they have a lot of renewable energy down there. They have a lot of potential. Also, economically, it's a place with very, very high unemployment. So it's the right location.
To speed things up, Rucci has taken things a step further. In California, most development projects have to go through a process called environmental review, where state and local governments have to study the possible environmental effects and share them with the public. That process can take a lot of time, and developers often have to scale down their project or find other ways to make up for the impacts. To avoid that process, Rucci says he and his colleagues searched for land that was already zoned for industrial use and where data centers were allowed. They found parcels in three areas: the city of El Centro, the city of Imperial, and on unincorporated county land.
That is not sneaky. That's just smart. I only purchased the industrial land that fit.
Rucci went to the city of Imperial first. But officials there pushed back against the idea that the data center could avoid an environmental review. Dennis Morita is Imperial's city manager.
It was important to our council that the neighbors had a voice in that process.
In August, after months of discussion, Rucci withdrew. Instead, he tried the county of Imperial. County planners agreed with Rucci's terms. Within months, they began clearing the way for his company to start grading the soil. But as more and more people have found out about the project in recent months, it's begun to face fierce opposition. To many Imperial County residents, the lack of environmental analysis for a project of this size has raised serious questions. Leal, the city of Imperial resident, says he's worried the data center will strain the region's rural power grid and water supply, with little benefit for the people who live here.
That's why this issue matters, or should matter, to all Imperial County residents, not just us that live, you know, right next to it. Because at the end of the day, it's power and water.
Rucci says they will take steps to reduce the project's environmental footprint, including by using recycled water and recycling more water than the center actually needs. But for many, Rucci's strategy is also raising questions about his approach. Tomorrow, we'll have more about who the developer is and his past legal troubles. In El Centro, Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
There's a building in San Marcos known as the Pink House. The city is spending $40,000 to put a new roof on this very old house. North County reporter Alexander Wen delves into the history and future of the Pink House.
This old house, as beaten up and weathered as it is, has a lot of history. In fact, the house is older than the city.
She is an historical part of our city.
Though no one really knows when it was built, Mayor Rebecca Jones says the best estimate was between
the late 1800s to the early 1900s,
making the house more than 100 years old. She says the city is replacing the roof because it was leaking and rotting, allowing animals to get in. Jones says the city plans to restore the Pink House to its former glory.
Because, again, you know, we really do believe in the whole history and preserving it.
Though there is no definitive timeline for that yet. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties. The work of the ACLU is about closing the gap between the America that was promised and the America that is. Learn more at www.aclu-sdic.org.